I can't believe you hadn't it marked in your diary, though.
No, I didn't have that one marked in my diary. Today I'd say you did, though, did you?
Oh, did I what?
Oh, I'd say you did, yeah.
I had 7 alerts.
Yeah, I'd say you did.
So it's a Steak and Boris Johnson Day.
Yeah.
Which is a day to celebrate.
Yeah. Apparently it's the men's Valentine's Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but you see, it's exactly 1 month after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So this is billed as... The Steak and BJ Day is billed as... Men's Valentine's Day.
Boris Johnson
That's
Day.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said, Boris Johnson.
No, you actually said BJ.
and I can't believe you just repeated it. But anyway.
I was just correcting what you said.
Oh.
But at least you know it's Boris Johnson Day.
Yeah, politician. That's what I said.
Absolutely.
Steak and Politician's Day. But
no. Yeah.
All right.
I don't want you turning up to my door with Andy Kenny.
Okay.
Andy Kenny and a fillet steak.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Did you see what some fella out in Australia is doing? Now, I heard about this story years ago. I didn't think it was going to happen. But this guy who is a mining billionaire, so right. He's obviously made a lot of money. Australia's huge on mining. It sends minerals and whatnot, mostly to China.
China.
This guy has made so much money, he is rebuilding Titanic.
Sorry, what?
He's rebuilding Titanic. An exact scale precision model of actual Titanic. It will leave from Cove and sail to America on a maiden voyage when it's complete in 2020.
Is this true?
100%. He said
it's
going to be...
He's rebuilding Titanic.
He's rebuilding an absolute replica of Titanic, which will dock in Cove and take its maiden voyage that it never took and never made to New York, and it'll happen in 2028.
Oh my God.
And then you'll be able to buy a trip on Titanic. But would you travel on it, though?
Yeah, I would. How much for?
Tickets? I haven't a clue. None of that is published
I'd
yet.
I'd love to go on it. It's not going to sink now, is it?
If you don't know. I mean, that's what they said the last time.
That is so you. No. It is you. You can't even get on a flight without thinking about it. You said it yesterday.
I always lean on caution.
Yeah. No, I would... I can't believe that. That's an unbelievable story.
It sounds like a wild fantasy.
It does.
The Australian billionaire with big dreams says he has the money, the drive and the ambition to recreate the most famous luxury liner in history. It'd actually look quite small compared to what we're used to seeing docking in Cove.
It will.
I don't think Titanic ever docked in Cove. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it did.
I don't think it did.
It did.
It did in the film. But I think Titanic was too big to come into Cove at the time and it was docked off Roach's Head. Am I right or does anybody know if that's right or wrong? I don't think it stopped and then they came in on little boats. I could be completely talking out my arse here.
Oh, right.
But I don't
I've never heard that before.
I don't think it docked
I thought it docked in Cove.
Yeah. 0868104106. Correct me if I'm right or wrong on that one.
Okay, yeah. It's interesting.
It did in the film, though, in Titanic, the film.
But you're right about the size of it
compared
to the cruise liners now, because I've seen pictures of a comparison of the Titanic next to a modern-day cruise liner.
It's like a little yacht.
It's like a mini.
So that is happening. We might have actual Titanic 2 in Cove.
You were right.
Was I right?
You were right. It docked outside, somebody's saying here. Who is this? It's Richard. Rich says it docked outside, KC. You were right.
At Roach's Point, was it, I think.
It never docked in Cove.
The last photograph ever taken of Titanic was taken by a priest who was in a little rowboat just off Crosshaven.
Oh.
And he took the last photograph, the very last photograph before it took off, and it was never seen again.
Well, I think I remember you saying that before, actually, yeah.
Anyway, would you go on it? It'll cost an absolute fortune,
thing.
You travel on it, no problem.
It's history again, isn't it? It's history, you know?
And you could break out all those old 1822 Victorian dresses that you
I
have
could.
At home, absolutely.
Plenty of them.
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
Surface water everywhere. It was absolutely bucketing down when we were coming in at about 5 o'clock this morning. Again, it's that kind of rain that the windscreen wipers struggles to keep up with.
I had to ring you while I was driving, didn't I?
Vic rang me and it sounded like she was inside in a washing machine. I don't think I'm gonna make it. But here you are in all your glory. Yes, so a lot of Titanic fans contacting the show this morning. It stopped at Roach's Point, anchored at Roach's Point, and tenders into Cove. Actually, do you know what? This fella explains it much better. Morning, sir.
Hi, Casey. Yeah, I think she actually anchored in Cork Harbour, and passengers were tendered from the boat, or from the shore to the boat, to start their voyage. but I recently did the Titanic experience in Belfast with my daughter, and I only found this out recently as well. She actually left Southampton and she anchored off Cherbourg first, and then she made her way to Cove. And unfortunately, that was our last port of call.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's a bit of history on it. Thanks so many for
that. Thanks, Tony.
Cheers, Tony. Nice one. Have a good day. Obviously, we were talking about the pricing. If your man from Australia rebuilds the Titanic, mm-hmm. Titanic 2, as a tourism gimmick and a money-making, massive money-maker, the whole world would want to go on this thing.
Would you say?
Will he offer... I mean, you'll have top class VIPs.
Yeah.
But can we still buy the peasant tickets?
Speak for yourself. I'm not going down there.
For the that's where all the crack is.
I'd be up the top now.
No.
I'd be up the top now.
That's all the crack is happening downstairs.
Yeah. No. You're right. Probably.
With all the trad music.
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm coming downstairs. You're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be the famous line off the back of that?
Oh, they pay me like one of your bjors.
Jesus.
What?
One more time?
Pay me like one of your bjors. That's the cork.
That's the cork. Pay me like one of your French bjors. Yeah, try it again.
Say it to me again.
Paint me like one of your French bjors.
Paint me like one of your French bjors.
Thanks, Beyonce.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with Casey. There's Victoria. That is Jack Jones and M&EK. Chantel had some day yesterday.
Come on, let's go for it, Chantel. How much is in the cash machine?
€61,523.68.
Congratulations. You said a new car. What else is happening?
So much for the kids on holidays, and this is so much stuff that I want to do with them.
Chantel, well done, congratulations. She took over €60,000 yesterday out of the cash machine. This morning, it's €40,000, and we're 10 minutes away from getting you involved in a €40,000 jackpot.
What's with the music?
One more time, Vic.
What?
Paint me. Come on.
Paint me like one of your French yours. That's it?
It's incredible.
All right, I'll try something else.
Hold on a sec. Have I got something else for you to try? Someone is saying that you sound... you sound like Google Translate.
Oh, thanks. Google Translate.
Try this one, Vic. I'm off for a gatch tonight, boys.
What?
Yep.
Oh, yep. What? Okay, I'm off for a gatch tonight, boys. Yep. All right, one more time.
Okay.
Try this one, Vic. I'm off for a gatch tonight, boys. Yep.
A gatch, not a gatch. They're two different things.
Okay, I'll try, right?
One.
I'm off for a gat with the boys. With the boys. Boys. How'd you say boys?
Boys.
The boys.
Boys, that's perfect.
I'm off for a gat with the boys.
Wow.
Wake up, so. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream the Merseyside Derby on Super Sunday with a Now Sports membership.
And Andy Farrell is reportedly set to revert to a 5-3 split when he names his team to face Scotland in the Six Nations later today. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
A 5-3 split, you say? Sounds like a bowling move rather than a rugby move, doesn't it? We're talking Titanic this morning because Australian billionaire is claiming that he's going to build a replica of Titanic and it will leave from Cove and arrive in New York and take that maiden voyage and arrive in New York unlike... its original maiden voyage, unfortunately. Yes. So, would you go on it if you had the opportunity to go on Titanic? No?
I'd be just terrified it's going to sink.
Yeah, but like, think of all the technology that'll be equipped with. Think of all the safety lessons learned over the years and the lifeboats that will be included.
No.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, would
you,
I?
You two
really?
Are in the same camp. I don't know what's wrong with you.
No.
Kelly, are we going on Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if there'd be an iceberg.
That would be a problem, especially one that's dead ahead.
You just said,
I don't think you'd go. There would be one.
I was talking about the last photograph ever taken of Titanic. Even though Titanic never docked in Cove, it docked off Roach's Point. The very last photograph was taken by an Irish priest. Have a listen.
Hi lads, I think it was Father Brown who took the last picture of Titanic. He was due to go across to New York. But when he docked in Cove, apparently the bishop here said, "No, that's enough of that, mate. You've had enough of your holidays. You ain't going anymore. Get off the boat." So as he was coming off the Titanic, which was anchored off Roach's Point, he turned around and he took pictures of it. And all of the pictures that we see today on board Titanic, apparently, are from Father Brown.
Wow.
Okay, whoever that is, you have brilliant information. That's really interesting.
So he was supposed to go to New York, and the bishop was like, no, you're doing half seven mass on Sunday. Get your arse in here.
And then he took a load of pictures.
Wow, so the bishop effectively saved his life.
That's like amazing.
It's like that Final Destination movie.
It really is.
That's mad.
Vic.
Yeah.
Give me one more go.
Oh,
go on.
God. You keep making me do this. Obviously, no. I can't do the accent.
But you're doing so good. Look. People,
what do you want me to say?
They want you to say...
Try this one, Vic. I'm off for the gaff tonight, boys. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Is it, I'm off for a gat tonight, boys?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's what you say to him all the time, but anyway.
Yep, yep. Off for the gat tonight, boys. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Okay, let's go.
I'm off for a gat with the boys tonight, yep.
What?
It's giving...
I'm off.
Better, but still mental.
Super.
Of applause. She's doing her best.
Well done, Vic.
Well done.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. Someone is asking you, Phil is asking you if you can forget about the Corkisms and if you can say, life is like a box of chocolates in your Cork accent. Just try it.
Is that from Phil?
That's from Phil, yeah. So he wants you to do a Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, Phil?
No, just say life is like... My mama said, life is like a box of chocolates, but do it in your Cork accent.
In the Cork accent.
In the Cork accent, yeah, go.
My mama said, life is like a box of chocolates.
Chocolates.
How do you say chocolates in a Cork accent?
Chocolates, boy.
Why is he getting me to do Forrest Gump?
I don't know, Vic. I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe he was just like feeling a bit of movie trivia.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Like, I get it. If I was to go to the UK, there are certain accents I wouldn't be able to nail. And you know, you're watching Cheltenham now.
Yeah.
What's it like for your shower, listening to us winning all the races and then the post-race interviews?
Yeah.
You know, when the jockeys go up and a posh lady from Channel 4 will go, so Dennis, tell me about the gallop. Was it a jolly gallop? And then they go,
joined by the winning jockey on Glaxo, Princess Dermot O'Loughlin. Dermot, you must be delighted.
Oh, jeez, I tell you, I'm delighted as well, but I'm actually a plan again. Yeah, really hard to hurt. And the owner of the Splendidans gave me a lot of support over the last month. I'll tell you, when he jumped the last, I thought, there's no way this fella made it up the hill better. Give us that for baby.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
You can buy lots of chocolates if you win the cash machine today.
If you win €40,000, that is. Yesterday, €60,000 went out the door. This morning, we're giving you a chance to win yourself a huge amount of money. €40,000 plus some change is in there for you to win on the cash machine. Bringing you into St. Patrick's weekend. Wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of money sitting in your bank account? The exact amount, 40649.70. €40,649.70. That is what we're giving you a chance to win this morning. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557 if you want to play. It's going to cost you €2.50. You got to be over 18. And you are playing across the Goal Out network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's. That money will be in your bank account at 4 o'clock today.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Of course, Vic's got your VIPs.
Okay, it's kind of all about Louis Walsh again this morning. I don't know if you've been watching much of what's been going on for the last 24 hours, but it's gone crazy.
People are calling for him to be booted out of the show.
They are.
I'm telling you, this has damaged him beyond repair, I think, when he comes out. Just the cattiness and the bitchiness of it all, and people have just really turned on him.
I don't know why he's gone down that road, other than what you said yesterday when we were talking about the Jedward thing. He's just forgetting there's cameras everywhere.
I think they're so comfortable and they're forgetting what this thing has been clipped up and chopped up and, you know, edited to it within an inch of his life.
Do you know? So a lot of it could even be sort of out of context. You're right about that.
A little bit of it, yeah.
Anyway, Ronan Keating is the latest celebrity to come out and say that Louis Walsh has bitterness festering in his soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically...
just his soul.
They started to play, you know, Life is a Roller Coaster, the song in the house.
Uh-huh.
And when it came on, Louis just took a massive swipe at Ronan and he called him a not a very nice name.
Okay.
He basically said, great song, but unfortunately, Ronan is a beep.
He's a beep?
Yeah.
A reversing truck?
Yes.
My God.
So Ronan is kind of, you know, retaliating to that in the same way that Jedward retaliated. I have a clip here, actually. This was a couple of days ago when they were talking about Gary Barlow in the house. Play Ekansu, because she has decided... Now, she's really close with Louis, and people are saying now that she's done a bit of a backstabbing thing here, because you'll hear why.
Did I load up the right clip for you now this morning? Let me
see. I don't know.
I've Sharon and Danny. Sharon, big brother.
Yes, that's... Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Anyway.
We'll go with Ekin, will we?
Yeah, go.
Ekin, feckin' Ekin.
First nomination is going to be Louis. I just feel like Louis's a bit lazy, and I prefer someone who's a team player, and... I would like him to be more practical with the housework in the home. That's why I want to nominate Louis.
Oh,
that's your Bredriano!
I can't actually believe that.
Like Shakespeare, it's just a dagger to the heart. Mm.
I had to look away.
I'm shook at that.
That was extraordinary.
Fair enough. Straight down the barrel.
Okay, so they get to see who's publicly nominating them to get booted out of the house.
But the reason they're all giving out, you see, is because she's actually become quite cosy with Louis in the house.
Okay.
And she's been kind of, you know, confiding in him and sort of, you know, swapping secrets. And now she's nominated him for it to be booted out. So they're saying that she's playing a really,
she's
really
playing the
good
game.
And
they're not going to get rid of Walsh. Like, the producers will keep him in there for as long as they can to knock as much.
Well, obviously, if he's causing this much chaos.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. Cillian Murphy has now become the men's talent of Versace icon. Versace.
Okay.
Icon. Kind of unusual for Cillian, isn't it?
So what is it? He's modeling, like, for them or something?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. The first image has appeared. He's wearing a black tuxedo with a matching bow tie. So I suppose that's not really too far removed from what he's been wearing for about the last 3 months, really, is it?
I'll tell you what, girl. If I had those cheekbones, I'd be making money too.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the action from Indian Wells with a Now Sports membership.
Rory's over there.
Hi.
Vic.
Hi.
Kenny.
Morning.
Morning, gang. It's 10 past 8. And that's Tate McRae. Have a listen to this. This lady goes on Instagram, and the music that you're hearing underneath it, you know when somebody remixes a reel?
Yeah.
So it's two lads playing a guitar along to her story, but this is a legitimate story that she's telling about how she tracked down a fella that she was interested in.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list, and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page, and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting, and I met his mom there, and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice, and I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area, and maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son. And this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something. So I guess we're going to go on a date. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Run away.
A for effort.
No, seriously, unbelievable effort. Can you imagine if that was a fella that did that?
They'd be in court.
And that's what we're doing. Relationship red flags, basically, if you're with somebody at the moment, or you're single and mingling and looking. Shout out to Kelly this morning.
Yeah. The token single girl of
absolutely,
the gang.
Absolutely. The baby Kelly, the youngest of the group here, is singling and mingling at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so I want to know from your side of it, what are the things you need to watch out for? What are relationship red flags that you really need to be on alert for?
Kel, what do you think? I think going through someone else's phone is not on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not on.
Not necessarily because you've got anything to hide. I just think that's a total invasion of privacy.
My missus could look through my phone. All she's going to see is stupid reels and fart videos.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's the principle of the thing. What do you think, Kel?
Well, if you feel like you have to go through the phone,
to check for things. Uh-huh. Whereas I suppose, like, if I'm looking at, say, like, my mum and dad or something, they will go on each other's phones to, like, find a number or send an email or something, not even think, because they're, like, the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you think you have to look at the phone...
Yeah, it's a lack of trust there,
isn't
there?
There's the trust. But I think hiding the phone, that would make... When they hide the phone...
Oh, God, yeah. What are you doing that for?
If you feel like they're putting the phone down...
If the phone is face down a lot, they say that's a warning sign. And the alerts are off.
I have been out with someone before and they've been, like, looking at the phone a bit like that.
Red flag.
That is a red flag.
Like manipulative behaviour, narcissism, all of that kind of stuff. Controlling, like, what are you wearing, why are you wearing that, put something else on and all the rest of it. Like,
hate
red
that.
Flags.
It's like, Rory, I take you out for a munch, okay? And I'm going, no, you are having the chicken.
Yeah,
no,
see,
he'll have the chicken.
No.
Okay?
Yeah, red flag.
I'm like, okay. I'm just hungry, I want to eat.
Big red flag.
Okay.
Go on, Vic.
Yo, you go, Kel.
I have one, like, you know, they, like, go away or maybe they're out for the weekend and you don't hear from them for, like, days and days and days.
So they do a kind of a mini ghosting on you?
Not a ghosting, but just kind of, like, gone out for the weekend, having a great time and just you haven't heard from them.
No
just
contact.
Even a slight check-in. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a red flag for me.
Yeah, constant jealousy, I think, is a red flag.
From either side?
From either side,
Okay.
Yeah, when there's no need for it, you know, when you're just pals with people, and you know,
it's like we're in a me and Rory are here in the middle of the studio, with Kelly's on the left in one studio, Vic's on the right in another studio, and we're in a grilled sandwich.
It
here.
Is a bit like that. Why are you both squirming so much?
I'm not squirming.
You are squirming.
Have you gone out for the weekend and not text Rachel?
I would never vanish. I wouldn't be gone for more than a couple of hours.
Yeah, fair.
You know, without at least checking in.
Well done. What about you, Rory?
Oh no, I
the same. It's like, out the door, it's like, I miss you so much, my love. I can't wait to come
Wow. Home. Oh, hello.
That's also a bit of a red flag.
A bit of a red flag. Green.
Yeah, there goes Rory. Watch out. So over to you, listeners. What are your relationship red flags, please? 0868104106. Gaslighting has come in a dozen times on messages while we started chatting about this. Define gaslighting.
Yeah, this is a funny one.
It's multi-layered, this one.
They make you think
that,
like,
you're wrong
that
about
reality
everything.
Is different.
That you're
wrong.
Crazy.
It's kind of linked
crazy.
Into narcissism as well, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they're one of the same in a lot of ways, you know?
So, Vic, when I play, is that gaslighting?
That's for Rory.
That's
now.
For Rory. That's okay, I got you. All right, okay. 0868104106. Your relationship red flags, please. Pop quiz coming up and a 40 grand cash machine. Cian DeCrow and Heaven, Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Helen Flanagan was on The Weakest Link the other day. Kind of like a celebrity version of it, okay? She was asked a question.
Helen, in geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed of what substance? Chalk or cheese?
Cheese.
What? Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. The Garden Collection is now in store and online.
Yes, cheesy cliffs if you're looking for a nice holiday this year. Bring some bread with you. Fresh brown soda bread, I find it. Just cut it off the side. Good Lord. Weather-wise today, what have we got for you? There's a weather warning in place until midday today. Need to go back to this.
Relationship.
Relationship red flags that we spoke about at 10 past 8 this morning. So the listeners, Vic, have been getting back to us about what they are waving as little red flags in relationships. What have you got?
They have. Morning, lads. I had a buddy that used to have to go to sleep with his Skype on when he worked away. So his girlfriend knew that he hadn't gone out.
Oh, he had to be online all the time.
Yeah, so she could see, like, you know, he's online, he's on Skype.
Run away.
Oh. But could you not just leave it on and then go out? Pretend that you hadn't gone out.
A little photograph turned sideways.
Yeah. When my partner Chris asks me where his socks are every morning, it makes me rethink our whole relationship.
I love this. And this is something like my granddad said years ago. Now, this is very old school thinking. So somebody messaged in, an old fella told me growing up, find a girl that loves dogs. A red flag is pet haters.
Yeah.
Your God, yeah.
Stay away from pet haters. My granddad, like, I was about 10 or 11 years old, told me, if you're trying to find a wife, choose it like you're picking a puppy. Not the mental ones at the front, the ones that are nice and quiet. This is down the back. I swear to
I love
God.
That. A lot of dog references in your family.
Yeah, yeah. Pick a quiet one that sits down and looks up at you, not the mental hilarious. Ones that are running around.
Oh, God. I'll have no luck.
Someone is saying here, I have all the notifications turned off on my phone. I always have my phone turned down. I'm single. Maybe that's why I'm single.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, the women are slating the men. Leave the poor lads alone and go and enjoy themselves, for God's sake. So now we have a definition, Kelly, for that vanishing on a Friday and coming back on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. What you're talking about there, the lad disappeared, the woman, the lad disappearing for the weekend. It's actually called doing a Jesus. It's when you disappear on the Friday and reappear on the Monday.
Yeah, there's a few people that do a Jesus every weekend out there. All right, thanks for all your updates on the relationship red flags. Cash Machine coming up. Red FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. And also, when you arrive back at the doors, Jesus, where were you?
Brilliant.
More of that later on, right? It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Who have we got there? Terry, how's it going?
All right, mate, how things?
Not too bad at all, Terry. What's the crack?
Oh, quite no bad. Just at the finishing work down for the morning.
Very good. Home to bed? Are you on the overnight shift somewhere?
No, we just do kind of the morning school run there. We take a bit of time off then before we come back in the afternoon.
Happy days. Nice. Good man. Where are you school running to, Terry?
I'm down the road from here, so get the check ready. I can come up and collect it in 2 minutes.
Very good. It'll be here. It'll be here at reception. No messing. Yeah. All right. This man means business. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2. One.
Terry, what boy band manager is currently in Celebrity Big Brother?
Louis Walsh.
What game is played in the Harry Potter movies?
Quidditch.
Question number 3. Who is the second man on the moon? So we know who the first one is.
Buzz Aldrin.
Question number 4. Who created the Star Wars movies?
George Lucas.
Question number 5. What is the most downloaded app of 2023? So last year, the most downloaded app in the world was what?
TikTok.
Say that again.
TikTok.
Question number 6. Which musician's real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Elton John.
Question number 7. Who plays the lead role as the judge in the film Your Honor?
Brian Cranston.
Question number 8. What year did Elvis die?
79.
Question number 9. Who is the lead singer with the 1975?
Not a clue.
Was it with Taylor Swift there for a little while, Ian? You were absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
Flying. Louis Walsh is correct. Quidditch is correct. Buzz Aldrin, George Lucas. But the most downloaded app of 2023 was Instagram, actually. Oh. The year before that, it was TikTok. So Elton John is correct. Brian Cranston is correct. Elvis died sitting on the throne in 1977. So you missed it by a couple of years. And Matty Healy is the lead singer with the 1975. Listen, you can still pop down to us. We got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Well, we give him a breakfast mug as well.
Why don't we?
We'll give him a mug.
Well done, Terry.
Terry, you've got an Up the Rebels mug and a €50 voucher, and we'll talk to another morning, okay?
Cheers, thanks
a million, Terry. Good luck. I need to go back to this because a story we did this morning at about 7:10, we were talking about this and it got quite a reaction.
It did.
Because there's such a huge connection to Titanic and Cork and Cove particularly. An Australian billionaire is vowing to build Titanic 2, an exact replica to scale of the original Titanic. He wants it to dock in Cove. He wants it to leave Cove like it did for its maiden voyage. He wants to make it get to New York as well. Something that it unfortunately didn't do. The most famous ship in the world will be rebuilt by 2028.
Is that what they're saying? 2028?
He's got the money, he's got the ambition, he's got the dream to rebuild this and turn it into a massive tourist attraction. The question is, would you get on it? Would you get on Titanic 2? You would, no problem.
I would, yeah.
Rory's having none of it.
No, he's not.
I'd be a bit iffy about it too. No, I would imagine the technology would be much different.
Yeah.
And they'll definitely put a lot more lifeboats on.
There'll be enough lifeboats this time, lads.
Yeah.
But you just wouldn't.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But it's a new boat, Casey. It's been built by someone else. It's a brand new boat and it's in 2028.
There are people out there who are massively superstitious about this stuff. This is the reaction I'm talking about. Like 90% of people that messaged in are saying, not a hope.
Oh.
I would never get on board.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. And it'll actually look quite small compared to what you see in Cove coming in, you know, during the summer and whatnot.
Yeah.
It'll look tiny in comparison.
Do you ever see the picture of the Titanic up against a modern cruise liner?
Yeah.
And it's tiny.
It never docked in Cove as well. That's the other thing.
That's interesting.
It was off Roach's Point, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think she actually anchored in Cork Harbour, and passengers were tendered from the boat or from the shore to the boat to start their voyage. But I recently did the Titanic experience in Belfast with my daughter, and I only found this out recently as well. She actually left Southampton and she anchored off Cherbourg first, and then she made her way to Cove, and unfortunately that was her last port of call. That's why I recently discovered up in the Titanic experience in Belfast.
Brilliant, thanks a million.
That was Tony, yeah.
Tony, thanks a million. The other incredible thing we heard this morning was Father Brendan. The last photograph ever taken of Titanic was taken in Crosshaven Harbour of Titanic just docked.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be going to New York, but the bishop, I don't know how he got in contact with him. He said, your holiday's over, get back here. We need you for Mass on Sunday. And he had to get back on a boat and leave. And he took the last photographs ever of Titanic.
And I've seen those photographs,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a very famous black and white shot.
Crosshaven, yeah.
The
Titanic story. Which a man building it over in Australia. I think it's a bit overboard, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, 0868104106, yay or nay? Titanic 2 rocks up to Cove. Are you getting on board?
There's a few messages in already about it.
No?
Yeah.
Yes? No?
I would get on board if it's pet friendly.
Well, they had loads of rats on it, didn't they? They were very friendly.
Not those kind of pets. All right.
The majority of people are saying no.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, most people are saying no, you're right.
If they build Titanic 2 and it arrives back in Cove, most of you are saying, nah, sorry, not happening. No.
Morning, guys. I'd always thought that I'd want to, you know, I was fascinated by the Titanic. But I suppose if there was a Titanic 2, I don't know, I have this sinking feeling, something, you know. Be a bit of a disaster.
Christina. Well done. Very funny.
Very funny, Christina. Very funny. Traffic chaos out there this morning. So listen, will you just do us a favour and take it easy, slow down and mind yourself, and we will catch up with you tomorrow morning. We'll do it again at 6 a.m. Neil Prendeville is on the way next. Have a good day today. See ya.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz with a Now Cinema membership.